Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about it.
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Sexted My Boss Advent Calendar. Now, normally this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, and we're still doing that, but this December, we're releasing daily episodes up until Christmas Day itself. William and I are your Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. We definitely don't agree on every festive tradition, but we've also got plenty of advice and festive fun to bring you over the next couple of weeks. I'm Jordan North, and with me today is the UK's leading etiquette expert, William Hanson.
Hello, I'm more little donkey. Jordan's just an ass.
Best
okay,
one.
Okay, there we go.
Best one,
we
yeah.
We got a laugh.
Pull me cracker.
Okay.
Give it a good tug.
Oh, I win again.
You've won some padlock.
You win again.
Is that an ABBA
you
song?
You win again. No, it's not an ABBA song.
Okay.
10 to me.
And the Christmas joke is, what does Miley Cyrus have for Christmas?
I don't know.
Twerky.
Oh, is she the person that started the twerk?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's been around for years.
That's a contribution to society.
She didn't really start it, but I think she...
She popularised it.
Made it a bit mainstream.
Okay, lovely.
So for today's Advent Calendar episode, we're talking about school nativities.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, were you in a school nativity?
I was always the sheep.
Right.
Which we've talked about before because the costumes in the 90s when I was at school were very, very... Well, that's the word of China.
Problematic.
Yes. So, I remember being a sheep, which meant...
How can you make a sheep's costume problematic? Then?
Right.
Like, so, a shepherd, I'm with you.
Right.
Okay, I can see the problems. But a sheep?
A sheep, so it meant you had to wear all black. I remember wearing my mum's tights.
Oh, you were a dark... Okay, we were white sheeps in my school.
So we wore, like, all black, my mum's tights, my...
Didn't I just say sheeps?
Did you?
Oh, sorry, I'm going to correct myself there.
What's the plural for sheeps?
Sheep.
Oh, is it?
Not sheeps. I think I said what we were white sheeps. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Nana will be spinning in a grave if she could hear you.
Granny.
Granny, sorry. I'm not going to do an impression.
No.
So it was, I wore mum's tights, me PE plimsolls, a black shirt, and then you wore, you know, a white disposable paper plate.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, yep. You put a hole in that and then stuck wool to it. I'm sure there's a picture somewhere, and you had eyes in it, and you'd come on and you're a sheep.
Now, that would scare the bejesus out of somebody.
Well, that was the idea, who was giving birth to it. Well, not the sheep, the sheep one. And I've talked about this before, and I remember a kid fainting. I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but if you were a shepherd, you wore a dressing gown, and you put a tea towel over your head with an elastic band, and that made you a shepherd. And then I remember someone fainting because the elastic band was on too hard and the blood circulation stuck off to the head.
It's not part of the Christmas story.
Yeah. So tell us about your nativity. I was in many, many nativities.
I was a little donkey.
Was you?
Have you not seen the photos on the group?
No.
Get your phone.
Oh, I've silenced the group.
That'll explain it.
I haven't silenced the group.
Show me then.
Okay, it's here.
I mean, you might as well.
Right.
just replying to another message. Right, where are we? Help. There. It's not silence.
No, go back.
What?
No, we're not. I'll find it.
No, because if I'm not downloading it, it won't be on there.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh.
Because when did you send it?
Like, recently.
No, let me have a look. God. But just...
There.
Oh, there we go. Oh, that's adorable! That's exactly what I mean about... Oh! Oh! That's... Look, some of those costumes are...
Well, no, some of those costumes is the school uniform. That's not actually a costume.
What a look. We've got to put that picture up. Is that you as a donkey?
That's... Well, it's not me as a shepherd, is it?
And what was your line in the play?
Oh, I can't remember. I mean... just my laugh. So, anyway, there's me.
What else was you...
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of so many inappropriate jokes, but I was six, so I decided I probably shouldn't do them.
What was the... I think the main parts in the nativity.
In the nativity. Nice to see you.
See you nice. In the nativity was Mary and Joseph. That was the main parts.
Yes.
Yeah. Or the innkeeper, because they were speaking once, weren't they? Or the narrator.
Yeah. Or a king, a wise man.
Oh, yeah, king.
Now, did you call them kings, the three kings, or three wise men?
Three wise men, weren't they?
Yeah.
Frankincense and myrrh.
And gold.
Gold. I still to this day don't know what frankincense or myrrh is.
Well, frankincense, you can eat frankincense. I ate frankincense in Amman.
No, it's like perfume.
You don't, I mean, you don't sit down for, you know, I have a nice...
One of the kings, yes, is perfume. They brought, that's why you buy... One of the kings bought him a little bottle of Britney Spears special perfume. For our Lord and Saviour. Yeah, I'll have got that on offer in Debenhams. Give him a spritz, he'll love it. Oh, do you know what? We should do a Northern Nativity next year.
Well, hold yourself.
We should do it.
Just.
There's no room at the inn, love. You'll have to go in Burn. I'm sorry.
Just. We've got a script in a minute.
Have we?
We'll get on to it.
Oh, fantastic.
But I would just like to go back to eating frankincense. You can eat it and chew it, and in the Middle East they do, and I did it in Amman. It's very... fragrancy. You can use it for fragrance.
You ate them on?
No, I didn't. You can eat frankincense.
Okay. So, I think the nativity is one of the most beautiful of Christmas traditions. If you've got the coldest of hearts, go and watch a children's nativity. Don't just turn up because I spit.
Please, we recommend knowing something.
Yeah, no, don't just turn up to a school nativity on your own, like William did in Disneyland. Don't just... I mean, if you get invited to one, or you've got a niece or a nephew, yes, or even a child, mm-hmm, that you know, don't just turn up.
It always helps.
It is definitely one of the most...
Wonderful
moments watching kids.
Now, producer Ben.
Oh, angels.
So oh, an angel was an angel.
So an angel was a sheep and some wings, and they used to put tinsel above the head. That would be the
little halo.
The halo, yeah.
Now, producer Ben has written a little nativity script.
Okay.
Presumably, I'm not reading the Jordan lines, I'm reading all the other lines other than where it says Jordan.
Okay. Ben's written a nativity script. Wow. Okay.
Right. So, shall I... As nativities are normally done by children, shall I assume the role of Camp Young Jordan?
Okay, yeah. Okay. And who am I?
You are, to begin with, you're every other part.
Okay.
You're going to start as Angel 1, which is brackets, gay ghost.
Jordan, I'm the ghost you speak to so fondly in your hit comedy podcast, Help I Sexted My Boss.
Oh, what do you want?
Please do not be afraid.
Oh, I've gone all pale. Why are you visiting me?
I have been sent to tell you that you will have a baby boy and you are to give him the name William Hanson.
I'm so confused. I'm not married. How can I have a baby?
I will perform a miracle and your baby will one day be the UK's leading etiquette expert.
I don't know what to say. My flab has never been quite so ghastly.
Don't go off script. It's okay, Jordan. The angel then disappeared and Jordan is left alone. Jordan decides to go to Blackpool, as he once enjoyed a stag do there and there's nothing better to do in Blackpool.
Oh, I'm so tired. I'm warming out before I start. I need to find somewhere to stay.
At a hotel, Jordan knocks on the door and a man opens the door. What do you want?
Oh, may I have a room, please? Can you fit me in, sir?
We're full. Go away, peasant.
Oh, how rude.
Peasant, producer Ben. I'm sorry for overhearing... But do you need somewhere to stay?
Yes, yes, please. I haven't been this tired since I starred on ITV's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. You might have seen it.
I have a barn next to my place. It has animals in it. It is warm, and there is plenty of straw to lie on.
Oh, thank you. I need a place to lie down. It sounds even better than that Airbnb I once went to in Burnley.
That's all right, shithole.
Jordan lies down on the straw.
Oh, producer Ben. Oh, should we call him Peasant Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, Peasant Ben, I'm having my baby.
It's a boy. His name will be William Hansen.
Oh, my baby. The creator of The Bluffer's Guide to Etiquette and to Entertaining and Protocol to Manage Relationships Today. The Queen of Queens. The one who will save the world.
Baby is wrapped in clothes. Jordan soon falls asleep. Wise men walking through. Wise man one. Hey up! What's this bright light in the sky? Wise man two. Hello, darlings. Isn't it a star? It's a star, isn't it? Or is it just Blackpool Tower? Wise man three. No! Fucking hell, wise man two, it's a star. Oh, shut up, it's the star we have been looking for.
A special baby has been born, ooh.
How are we to find this baby, darlings? We don't know exactly where this baby is. This is what we will do. At night, we will follow the star to the east. Wise man two, shut up.
Yes, that looks like a great idea. And soon, we'll find him, ooh.
Look where we are, darlings.
We have come to meet the future host of Helper Sexted, my boss.
Ooh. We have brought gifts for the UK's leading etiquette expert.
I have brought Debonny for my queen.
I have brought some champagne, darling. Champagne all around and a signed Shawn Mendes album for my queen, darlings. I can't wait till my other son is born. He will be much better than this ugly thing. And I have brought a dressing gown belt for you, Jordan.
Oh, thank you for bringing these gifts for William and for me. Here endeth the lesson.
Oh, God, we have just absolutely crucified the traditional nativity there.
Go and watch a nativity. If you want to see how a nativity should be done.
Oh, God, that was a wrong sort of word to use, crucified.
That's Easter.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, lovely. We hope we've given you our own Help I Sexed My Boss nativity.
That was an insight into Ben's very weird mind there. That was hard doing all those.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what have we learnt?
We have learnt in today's Biteside episode that nativities are a fantastic part of the Christmas tradition.
Yes.
And we will leave you with a great nativity song. Come, they told me.
It's not, and you said that was a carol a few days ago.
It is a carol, isn't it?
That is not a carol. It's
David Bowie, innit? Can't we sing? What should we sing? What's a nativity song? Little donkey, little donkey.
Goodbye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.